Romy Gummon has been playing cricket in North Bay for the past 5 or 6 years, but his love of the sport dates back to his childhood. Cricket is a bat and ball sport that combines bowling, batting, running and fielding, with the goal being to score the most runs. It is a game of skill and strategy. Gummon enjoys not only the competitive nature of the sport but also the camaraderie it generates among the players. Basically, it is 11 players on one team, and when you are playing with another team, it is 22 players. It is more like competition on the ground, but off the field, it is like a family. So, when we get together, it is like you're away from your home playing cricket but still with family. All those players, the 22 players, are part of your family, so that is the one thing I love about cricket, shared Gummon. Staying competitive means spending a lot of time on the road traveling to other centers. We travel to Sault Ste. Marie, Timmins, and Sudbury. Sometimes we travel down south as well, but mostly we try to travel more in the north because we want to boost cricket more in the north. The south already has a lot of teams. There is a lot of competition there, so we try to play more cricket with the northern teams, explained Gummon. Some teams travel great distances to remain competitive. Even Thunder Bay joined us for the Timmins tournament and the Sudbury tournament last year. For them, it is an 11 or 12 hour drive, but they still travel here because it is a good competition between northern teams. Women are equally as competitive when it comes to the sport, although not as many. There is an international cricket team for women in Canada and other countries as well. The men's and women's cricket teams in Canada are doing very well. Hopefully, they will become even better in future years. The international female cricket players may be the inspiration northern women need to engage in play. As of now, there are no women playing in northern teams, but I feel like Sudbury and Sault Ste. Marie has some volunteers who want to join the team and make their own women's team. So, hopefully in the future, once we have proper grounds, there will be more women playing cricket. Like many sports, cricket can be played either indoors or outdoors. We want to play outside because then we are not restricted by the smaller area, but if there is no option, then we have to play inside, but we enjoy playing outside, Gummon noted. Right now, because we don't have a proper cricket field here, North Bay, there are not many teams that visit us because they came once and didn't like the ground because we don't have the proper cricket pitch. A cricket pitch is described as the rectangular central strip of a cricket field between the two wickets, where most of the action takes place. Right now, the team is using an empty outdoor rink for their weekly practices. The lack of proper infrastructure has limited opportunities for hosting tournaments locally. Team representatives have already spoken with city councillors regarding installing proper grounds, and about how this could potentially economic benefit North Bay's economy. We tried to explain to the city that there is a huge market for cricket in North Bay, especially because of how we are situated, because we are the gateway to the north. All the teams from down south can visit us, or all the teams from the north, we can be the hub. So, once we have the proper cricket ground, this could be huge for North Bay. Hopefully, in the future, they can sit down and run the numbers because it could be huge for the city as well. The local cricket team has several trophies earned at out-of-town tournaments. The team looks forward to the day when it can host weekend-long tournaments.